perfect ending for that music. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome you all to Drive Through HR, the number one internet daily radio show where we talk to HR professionals. Well, today we have a wonderful guest. Well, he has been on the show many times, and we are glad to have him back on the show, and he's an expert to talk about how CFOs and CHROs should collaborate with each other. So stay tuned. If you are listening to Drive Through HR, please feel free to be on Twitter, hit the hashtag DTHR, and let us know what you think. Or if you're on the go, you can listen to DTHR by dialing 82-347-996-5600. So by that, let me welcome our guest, Samuel. Hey, Samuel, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much, Nisha. I appreciate the introduction, and it's great to be back.
Great.
Thank you.
So, Samuel, you've been on the show many times, but if there is someone out there who doesn't know who you are, we would really, really appreciate if you can talk a little bit about yourself and what you do.
It's my second favorite subject. My name is Samuel Durgle. I work in executive search at Stanton Chase. My personal specialty is the Office of Finance, specifically working with companies to help them hire their chief financial officers and working with CFOs to help them build the best team for their company. I also do executive coaching for senior finance executives. And my background is I started off as a CPA, but realized that talent was much more fun.
Wonderful. Well, Samuel, you know what? Normally we kick off our show by asking our regular question, what's keeping, you know, HR professionals up at night? But let me ask you, what's keeping the CFOs up at night these days?
Well, there are a few things that keep CFOs up at night. And I'm grateful because I had an opportunity to write a book called Guide to CFO Success, which was published by Wiley, that came out this year. And last year, I created an advisory group of CFOs as I put my book together. And these advisors are great because it allows me to tap into their thinking, and they share with me what's bothering them. And one of the things that's a challenge to them and that keeps them up at night, there are a few things, certainly. Talent is in the top five. It's in the top five in my list and of all the other lists that I've seen that asks, you know, what CFOs are concerned about. Talent issues are are a big concern to CFOs. For a CFO to be successful, they need the best team possible that to allow them and give them the room to be a great CFO. So talent issues are a big concern of theirs.
Right. So tell us a little bit more about your book so that our audience can, you know, go ahead and check it out. This is really
sure.
an interesting topic for our HR audience, basically, because we, from the very inception onwards, we have been talking about, you know, to whom our HR professionals should report. Is it to
yes.
CEOs or to CFOs? So tell us a little bit more about your book, where our audience can find your book, and we can talk more about, you know, CFOs and CHROs.
Sure. My book was published by Wiley and is available wherever, you know, you would buy a book or an e-book, your phone, the computer, and even stores, if they still sell books in stores. But it's the book is created for CFOs to help them identify and go beyond the technical, talk about leadership for them, and it's a nice primer for them to refocus themselves and stop dealing with the fires. You mentioned a great issue as to who should human resources report to. Personally, really, I would say it depends on the organization. Generally, what I see is in smaller organizations, the head of finance may be in charge of responsible for human resources in addition to other roles. in larger organizations, the CHRO reports to the CEO. The question is more based on the type of organization and how it sees itself strategically, and whether it sees its human capital as a strategic asset or not. In smaller organizations, they may not have the bandwidth for it. I see that as an opportunity for companies that are growing. So that's interesting as well. And I also, I'm maybe an expert on the CFO, but I certainly know a lot about the CHRO. I've been running a blog for the last few years that comes out every Monday, and I've been doing it for CFOs, and it's called CFO Moves, where I track CFO hires and unhires, as I like to call it, across the country. It was so successful that I decided to create one for CHRO Moves. So there's a site called chromoves.com, and you can go there and sign up, and every Monday morning get an update as to publicly available information on CHROs that move. What's interesting about the difference between the two is that CFOs certainly get more coverage, more press releases are done about them. They're a little bit more visible than human resource senior moves, but at the same time, companies are recognizing that HR needs to have that visibility, and more companies are working at it, but I believe there's much more room for that to grow.
Great. Well, when it comes to, collaborating with CFOs, what advice would you like to give to HR professionals?
The advice that I'd give to an HR professional is the CFO wants to be successful, and the CFO needs your help. So the advice that I give to finance people is both human resources and finance are critical to the success of any organization. But they are support functions. Unless they're delivering human resources or delivering financial services, it's both human resources and finance work to support the organization. In reality, they need to be working together to be able to make that happen. Now, both finance and human resources have their own viewpoints as to how things can work, but when you take a look at budgets for organization and how money is spent, the cost of human capital is a significant portion of the financial capital that's spent in almost every company. Majority, if not close to a full amount, depending on the type of organization. And that where they intersect is where the head of finance and the head of human resources have an opportunity to make a big difference in an organization. When they align themselves to benefit the goals of the organization gains, and both the finance function as well as the human resources function gain. There's plenty of opportunity for that. And what I tell my CFOs in the book is very simple. Say, understand your human resource leader, what they need, be there for them as a support, and help them accomplish their goals. And I say to human resources professionals the same thing. Understand your finance leader. Talent, as an example, is one key area that is keeping them up at night. Do you understand what your finance leader has concerns about talent? How can you help them? You absolutely can. And working in partnership together with them, becoming a business partner to finance, as well as, the other operational entities in many companies, finance can be a huge organization. And how do you manage that? And how do you help them manage it? Because as computerized as everything is today, it's the analytical talent and the leadership talent within finance that makes it happen. How can you help them? They're not human resource experts. They're not talent experts. You are. You have that ability to make a difference. On the flip side, because finance is such an important part of any organization, most human resources organizations that I see can use the help of finance to do an even better job if they understand properly from the top to the bottom how the company makes money, what the company's financial goals are, how talent ties into it, both from the qualitative and the quantitative. So if both finance and HR helps each other, the organization can only gain. But it requires having a conversation. And in the organizations where it's not working, it's mostly because the conversation hasn't happened, not because it's happened and it's failed. And that can be fixed as well.
Absolutely. Well, from an HR perspective, what I can talk right now is, you know, when we integrate as an HR, when we integrate workforce in financial data, we can align our, you know, talent investment with business results. So, and what do you think are some of the reasons that CFOs and CHROs should give more focus on workforce analytics that would eventually help them, predict and make important or key business decisions based on that?
Okay, there's two parts. There's the analytics towards the organization generally, and then there's the analytics towards the finance function in and of itself. Now, on the organization level, finance has, and I say that not only with HR, but with operational areas, with marketing and with sales, finance is the owner, so to speak, of a lot of data. And you know, companies talk about big data, but when you really take a look at it, how many companies are truly using a quarter or a tenth of the power that the data, if it was analyzed properly, could provide? And the answer is very few. I haven't seen enough organizations that could meet that criteria. So absolutely, there's a huge opportunity in that. You know, when it comes to measuring the workforce and the analytics behind it, both qualitatively and quantitatively, finance has an innate skill to be able to analyze numbers. And human resources, if they partner with finance, can really allow for great opportunities with this information. You know, another area that I see that can be valuable is I'm not clear on that right away. I'll get back to you on that. Okay.
No problem.
I thought I had the thought.
No. It happens. So while we were talking about, you know, the talent analytics part of it or workforce analytics part of it, you know, I can fairly say HR is not at all good in numbers. But finance people, they really are, and they are excellent about it. But when it comes to, you know, when we talk about predictive analytics, HR really, really needs to leverage the potential of it and so that they can make some key decisions. So what have you seen are some of the metrics and measurements that CFOs are really interested in hearing from CHROs?
It really would depend on an organization, and I'm not answering this based on firsthand knowledge, but more on what I would think it would be. It's really, you know, there's a – if you take a look at the boom-bust cycle of economies and how companies, focus on growing quickly and then ungrow because of budget issues or whatever the case may be, I think that any analytics that help the company understand the value of an employee, you know, will allow them to make better decisions. So it's not a question of what the cost is, but can we figure out what the direct impact of different types of employees are? Because when decisions need to be made, both on the hiring and the unhiring, in a boom-bust cycle, it's important to understand the relationship of the cost of talent to profitability and revenue. And it's not a simple calculation, but I think that any efforts used towards understanding that relationship better will help make better decisions. I'm not saying the decisions will be perfect, but today, you know, or historically, it's driven more by we need to cut, you know, cash rate is too high. We can't afford to do this anymore. Okay, but what's the impact on the other side? And a lot of times it's really guess, and it shouldn't be guess. You know, it should be understood much better. I think that's the real opportunity.
Great. Let's do a quick reset and give a shout out to all of our audience, those are listening. Hey, everyone, you are listening to Drive Through HR. And we are talking to our wonderful, wonderful guest, Samuel Durgel, who is the CFO, Search Specialist, and CFO Executive Coach. We are talking about how CFOs and CHROs can collaborate each other in a better fashion and to make the life of an organization successful. So stay tuned. So, Samuel, during the pre-show, we kind of talked a little bit about the talent issues that CFOs normally face, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
What do you really wanted to communicate to our audience on that front?
A few things. I'm going to work kind of from the top down. The tenure of a CFO today in an organization is short. Things happen. Companies are changing quicker than they ever are, and CFOs are not hanging around forever, nor should they. And so a key concern is succession. Who's going to take over? Now, one of the things that I see in CFO moves is how those successions happen. And, it's like watching a baseball game. I love it because I see how organizations, are ready. The organizations that are ready when a CFO leaves, whether they're ready to retire or they're ready to move on to their next opportunity, they have, two, three potential replacements. And these replacements are being coached, moved along throughout. And when companies do it right, the cost of not having a good CFO at the helm of a company can be disastrous. And if it's not disastrous, then it's just bad, whether it's effect on share price or helping manage the business by itself. Really need a strong person and the right person in the chair. Now, senior finance talent has the opportunity to grow into it, but too many times they end up in it without having been properly put in place a proper succession plan, an action plan to help these people get there. You know, finance people are trained very much, finance, very technically oriented, and then one day they're given leadership responsibilities, and they've never learned how to be a leader. They've never been able to understand it because they've been so focused on the technical. And then one day they wake up in a leadership role. Now, you don't want to be in an organization with that because the organization is going to suffer where you have a financial leader who doesn't have the experience, the ability, the training to be in a leadership role, and then they just focus on the technical, and the company suffers. So this is one opportunity that some companies are taking care of, but where there's a senior HR person there and is taking a look at, the C-level roles and what's going to happen, and that the CFO needs help, and CFOs are very happy to help, but they need some guidance because many times they don't know what to do to be able to move these people up. And I've helped companies like this, and it's amazing to see great people stepping up when they're given that opportunity. But it's also more than that. It's a finance group which supports the CFO, both at the layer below them and the people that are helping it. There are many issues in finance that may not exist in other areas of the business. Finance, in many parts, has a lot of deadline delivery issues and timelines that put a tremendous amount of stress on talent, which leads to turnover, not being able to keep superstars that have leadership potential, all the issues. And then they go into firefighting mode, and then having to potentially bring in consultants, and it's not helpful. So ensuring that not only is there a succession plan, but a plan for the organization that matches the organizational goals. I've spoken to too many CFOs who said yes, or divisional CFOs, especially in business units, saying we're being told that we need to do this and that, to be able to meet deadlines and accomplish and cut costs and so on and so forth, but they're not tied into things like expansion and increased revenue goals, so they don't match, and CFOs need help with that. And that's where strategic human resources can be very effective, both in terms of helping the CFO put a plan together, as well as working with the CFO on the day-to-day issues that could occur to minimize the negativity of them and impact properly for that talent.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the other hand, do you see or have you seen any of the HR professionals, after having worked in the organization for a longer period of time, they're moving to a CFO role?
I've seen, it kind of brings me back to what I forgot about what I was talking about before. I tell my CFOs that if they have great talent, they need to put them in other parts of the organization. And I mention things like marketing or operations, but also human resources. I think embedding finance talent within human resources over a period of time can help both finance and human resources. And I've seen, finance people, as they move up the ranks, if they have human resources experience, both in the technical and the strategic, they can become much better CFOs. Their organizations, it's a great training ground for future finance leaders. So that's one way to take a look at it, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So to those that are listening, or CFOs or HR professional, okay, let's make it fair. So what do you think are some of the skills that HR should learn from CFOs? We talked a little bit about in the earlier, like HR is not good in numbers. But let's talk about it in detail. If you can tell maybe two or three skills that HR should learn from CHROs HR should learn from CFOs and CFOs should learn from CHROs.
HR needs to understand the numbers better. And that means both from the numbers of what happened and as well as what's going to happen. The better that they understand the microeconomics of the business and how that impacts them, because in the end, whether it's profitability or revenue or even in a nonprofit, there are certain financial goals. The better that they understand those financial goals and how those are impacted will help HR, senior HR people make better decisions or facilitate better decisions within an organization. So that's one area. And, I'm a big believer that people should focus on their strengths. So if you have excellent human resource executives whose strengths aren't financial, they don't necessarily have to get that themselves, but they have to build a department and the people that support them that will complement their strengths, even if their strengths are not in finance. So that's one area on that side. And on the finance side, I think too many times finance executives don't necessarily give enough support to human resources and see, and look at it from a negative side. And that's, in my experience, an accumulation of negative experience that have happened to them either in the company they're in or in previous companies where human resources may not have given them what they need. Now, you can only get what you ask for, and you can't expect people to guess what you want. So finance people certainly need to be effective in that. But it's also incumbent upon human resource leadership to see finance not as a competitor for resources, but as a partner. And companies that use business partner approaches to solving problems and making things happen, it's quite effective. And there should be finance people in human resources, and there should be human resources people in finance if the organizations are large enough. I think it's very important. And the more that they understand the other's requirements and goals and approaches to achieving what the company set out, everybody benefits.
Great. Well, we have about 2 minutes left at this point, and we're really wanting to use this time to our recruiting professionals out there. I know you do a little bit. You do CFO search as well through your profile. I've known that you are a CFO search specialist as well. So can we go ahead and ask a recruiting question?
Yeah, sure. Of course, that's
great.
It's my job.
So how can our recruiters or search specialists out there, or let me say HR professionals out there who are hiring for their next CEOs, where can they find the CFO talent?
Under rocks. Finance talent exists everywhere. The question is, it really comes down to understanding the needs of the company and then working to find it. Where can you find it? There are finance people everywhere. It's certainly a lot harder when you're looking for the right finance talent. But it does get a little bit easier when you really understand what you need this finance person to do, where they come from, and, I'm not saying that an internal resource can't be useful to hire senior finance executives, but pitching myself or anybody else, when you're working with someone that really understands the role and understands what kind of questions they are and understands the candidates and understands what a senior level candidate set means when they say something and how they say it, it makes a big difference. As an example, you can't afford to hire the wrong CFO. You really can't. And I've seen companies that do it. And they may have taken, I've seen certain instances, I don't see all of them, but I've seen some instances where they take shortcuts. And they're afraid of, for whatever reason, spending resources on the cost of an executive search firm. But the cost of having a bad hire is so much more when whatever check you're going to write. And the opportunity for increase in value to the organization, to the people of the organization, is so much more on the positive side. So it's not only the negative of what happens when you hire wrong for that senior level, it's you're missing the opportunity cost of when you hire right. And you have those two extremes. And that's a very big gap. I highly recommend when I'm speaking to people make these decisions, it's really important to make sure that you're bringing on the best person to help you.
Wonderful. I'm sorry to interrupt, Samuel, but we are
no
running
problem.
Out of time at this point.
I know.
So where can
Thank
people
you.
Connect? So where can people connect with you and find out more details about your book?
Sure. There's a link. It's called Guide to CFOSuccess.com, and that will take you straight to the Amazon page. You can also take a look at my website, my personal website, which is DergelCFO. That's DergelCFO.com. I'm also a member of Stanton Chase, and you can take a look at the Stanton Chase website at StantonChase.com. That's StantonChase.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing your lunch time with us and advising our HR professional on how to collaborate with CFOs. So thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.